President Mugabe, who's on the United States sanctions list barring him from traveling to the country, only visits New York once a year during the General Assembly. In the process, he brings a huge entourage that analysts say is an unnecessary cost, especially with this country's economy not doing well. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti says September, the month when the General Assembly is held, has become an annual shopping jaunt for Mr. Mugabe and his entourage. That normally includes his wife Grace, several government ministers, close associates, and state media journalists. Biti, who was finance minister in the government of national unity, says the issue is not about the one trip to the UN, but the disproportionate amount of resources that are put in traveling.
The issue is not about one particular trip. Mugabe this year has made over 40 trips, and if each one of those trips costs a minimum of $3 million, you know, you're talking about amount of money, 40 times 320 million. So that's the issue, and that the money that is spent on traveling is actually more than the money that has been spent on education. So we have schools in Zimbabwe which are made of pollen dacha, and where there is road sitting even with animals. So there's need for rationalization of government expenditure.
Although Studio 7 could not establish the actual number of delegates accompanying Mr. Mugabe this time around, sources close to the delegation say this year he has slightly less than 50 people, showing he has scaled it down, but not enough for many. The delegates, according to the sources, received $12,000 in allowances for the 1 week they were in New York. Information Minister Chris Mushowe could not be reached for comment to clarify the figures. However, ZANU-PF Central Committee member David Ndlovu says the trips are necessary because Mr. Mugabe is not only President of Zimbabwe, but also African Union Chairman.
The President is not only the President of Zimbabwe, he is not only the leader of Zimbabwe, he is the head of African Union currently, and when going out, he will be representing the African Union. And the expenses incurred there are being paid for by African Union, not by Zimbabwe. So it's at no cost to Zimbabwe. If he doesn't fulfill these duties...
Another former government minister, Moses Mzilandlovu, who was foreign affairs minister in the unity government, tells Studio 7 the problem with Mr. Mugabe's trips is that they are not audited or monitored by the ministry. Biti agrees with Ndlovu, adding during his time at the finance ministry, he would haggle with the president until money for the trips was reduced.
And that's a serious drainage of resources in a time of austerity, and it's therefore unacceptable. You know, but where Mugabe is involved, there are no rules.
Mugabe's travel itinerary was this year doubled following his double role as chairman of the Southern African Development Community and the African Union that saw him travel to more than 25 countries within the first 6 months of the year. While some of the trips were paid by the African Union, critics say Zimbabwe spent millions on his travel that could have been used elsewhere.